Hey, Veronica, do you have a second?
Yeah.
I wanted to present you with the opportunity to become our acting manager temporarily.
Okay, and what does that entail?
Well, as you know, Samantha's leaving, so you'd be basically taking over her duties for, let's say, 90 days, and then depending on your performance, you would potentially be promoted.
And do I get the additional manager pay?
No, you don't get manager pay during the acting period.
So you want me to do managerial work with no pay for 90 days, and it's not even a guarantee that I'm going to get the position once the 90 days are up? Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, it's essentially an opportunity to prove yourself, so that we can be 100% sure that you're ready for promotion. I hope that makes sense.
So I haven't proven myself in the 3 years that I've been here with exemplary reviews every year, or covering for Samantha when she's on vacation, or when she had surgery and she was out for a month and a half. I didn't prove myself during any of that. I didn't prove myself when I wrote the standard operating procedures manual either. None of that proved to you that I was ready for that position. What it sounds like is that you want me to work for free for the next 3 months because you guys are over budget. Is that what I'm getting? I'll pass.
It really is not going to look good on you to decline.
Apparently saying yes doesn't make me look good to you guys either, because you're playing this, oh, let's put her in an acting role game and not pay her for the extra work. No, thank you. You can tell them I decline. I really am not worried about how I look to you anymore, because doing the great work is not helping me look any better. So I'm good.
Okay, I'll let them know that you declined for now.
Oh, you can tell them I declined permanently. Even if it wasn't acting, I no longer want that role, but thank you.